This is A Prelude, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
A Prelude. In the kitchen of a small farm, a little woman sat cutting bread and butter. The glow of the clear, ruddy fire was on her shining cheek and white apron, but grey hair will not take the warm caress of firelight. She skilfully spread the softened butter and cut off great slices from the floury loaf in her lap. Already two plates were piled, but she continued to cut. Outside, the naked ropes of the creeper tapped and lashed at the window. The grey-haired mother looked up and, setting the butter on the hearth, rose and went back to look out. The sky was heavy and grey, and she saw it in the narrow band over the near black wood. So she turned and went to look through the tiny window, which opened from the deep recess on the opposite side of the room. The northern sky was blacker than ever. She turned away with a little sigh, and took a duster from the red shining warming pan to take the bread from the oven. Afterwards, she laid the table for five. There was a rumbling and a whirring in the corner, and the clock struck five. Like clocks in many farmers' kitchens, it was more than half an hour fast. The little woman hurried about, bringing milk and other things from the dairy, lifting the potatoes from the fire, peeping through the window anxiously. Very often her neck ached with watching the gate for a sign of approach. There was a click of the yard gate. She ran to the window but turned away again, and catching up the blue enameled teapot, dropped into it a handful of tea from the caddy and poured on the water. A clinking scrape of iron-shod boots sounded outside, then the door opened with a burst, as a burly
sample complete. Ready to continue?